Some religions believe in reincarnation into other animals or humans, and I'm curious if it, my thought is that though that is possible, it's not usual or common. Can you confirm that? Is that true?
Well, the reason you would think it is not usual or common is because expansion is always ever moving outward and upward into more complexity, and yet there is nothing off limits. And so if it was an exploration, part of your consciousness would want to explore, you certainly could. You can do it in lucid dreaming, you can do it in hallucination, you can do it in many different shapes and forms, even through the dream state. And yet for a person to come back at a lower level of consciousness would be most unusual. And that is why. And so you would want to look at the religions that believe that is possible. How dated is that information? Because the whole concept of evolution and expansion is about creating more complexity all the time. And so in that, we've actually answered the question in a different way. It may be very complex for you to come back as a different animal. And yet we would remind you that your experience of yourself here on Earth in this form and your experience of your animals, that is not all that you are. There are aspects of you at other levels of creation and consciousness exploring other things at the same time. So you are here in form, and yet you are very connected to many different experiences.
Thank you.
It's more likely that you will have the animal that has an expanded consciousness than
you
a person.
You mean me personally?
All of you have known someone or have personally experienced an animal that seems more human than animal-like, yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that is an expansion. And those are the animals that are known in great stories and loved and appreciated. So again, expansion is always about more complexity, even though in the complexity, once you master allowance and truth, even though that's a very complex comprehension in human form, life becomes more simple.
Thank you.